September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and everything you need to know about your prostate, if you have one. First and foremost, it's not a prostrate.
No, it's prostate. That's right.
We have Chief of Urology and Director of John and Carol Walter Center for Urological Health at North Shore University Health Center, Dr. Michael McGuire, on the line with us. Hello, doctor.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling, and it's a pleasure to talk to you.
All right. First and foremost, people that say prostrate are wrong. There's no second R in it.
You lie prostrate on the ground when you're getting your prostate checked.
Oh.
Sounds like fun. All right. Without getting too graphic, and I am very stupid when I tell you this, I didn't realize women didn't have prostates until many years ago. I just assumed we all had a lot of the same inner parts, men and women, but just men have them, and this is something that needs to be checked. When is there a certain age? When do you get your prostate checked?
So, first of all, the prostate is part of the reproductive system for the male, and it also is involved with controlling the urine. And so we look for prostate cancer starting at age 50 in most men, or unless you have a family history of prostate cancer or you're African-American, then we usually start about age 40.
And why is so African-American men are more prone to this?
Yeah, they get diagnosed with more advanced cancer or that it occurs earlier in their life. And so we want to look at them more carefully to make sure that we catch it early when it's very curable.
So what happens at the age of 50, 40 in African-American men, but 50 in non? What are we doing? What sort of a test goes on?
So, first of all, so
are you sure you want to know this?
No, I don't want to, but it's Awareness Month. So if I'm going to know it, this is the month to know it.
So really, there are no symptoms. Prostate cancer has no symptoms until it spreads. And
yeah.
So what we ask you to do is to come in, and there are two components of the testing. The first is a blood test, and this is called the PSA test. The PSA test is not perfect. Many people have a low PSA and have prostate cancer. Some men have elevated PSAs and don't have cancer. And then the other component of the evaluation is a rectal examination where I use my finger to check your prostate.
What are you checking for?
I'm looking for hard spots.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Prostate cancers can be very firm, whereas normal prostate's nice and soft.
All right. And let's say somebody's going through this test and you do feel some firmness there. That's no reason to panic, right? What would happen?
Right. Yeah. At least 50% of people who have firm spots don't have cancer. But we can want to catch it. If prostate cancer is caught early, sometimes you don't have to treat it at all. Sometimes, and then often, if you do have to treat it, you catch it when it's very curable. So that if you find it, the next step would be to go up to the next step, which would be a biopsy.
All right. Now, typically, does your regular doctor check your prostate at, like, physical exams, or is this something you need to go in and get done?
So they used to. And this was a very common prostate cancer is controversial. It's the most common cancer that we find in men, other than skin cancers. But it's many men, it's not clear whether diagnosing it early helps the vast majority of men. There's no question for individual men it can help, but not for all of them. So that's there have been many controversies, and the government actually came out and said, don't get blood tests, don't get physical examinations about 4 or 5 years ago. And what we're seeing as urologists is more and more men coming in with cancers too late to cure. So we don't believe this study. We still believe you need to be checked, but your internist may or may not do these tests anymore.
If let's say you go in at the age of 50 and you have it checked and everything seems to be fine, do you go again in a year or 5 years? What's the interval after that?
So this is something that we're looking at to figure out what the interval is. Right now, we recommend every year.
Every year.
Just to check it.
And Dr. McGuire, there's a guy at the parking lot at Target that says he'll check it, but he's not to be trusted, right? I want to go to a doctor for this, right?
Well, not every week.
All right, good. That seems excessive. All right, good.
Well, I mean, you remember the old movies and sitcoms where a guy would go to the doctor's office and the doctor would grab a glove and say,
yes,
turn around. That was part of a physical examination years ago?
Yeah, absolutely. Up until the last couple of years. And what we're seeing is a disease which we used to cure. Now, there are side effects of the cures, but that a disease we used to cure and make people live longer, now we're seeing the disease progress and present at a much more advanced stage when we can't cure it.
And no symptoms whatsoever, even if, like, since, you know, it's a urological thing, there's no problems with the stream or anything like that that would tip you off that something's going on?
No, not for the vast majority of men. The vast majority of men have nothing. Occasionally we see some blood in the urine or slow stream or getting up multiple times at night, but almost always those are symptoms of other urologic processes we can help with. But the reality is most men don't have any symptoms, and it's truly asymptomatic until it spreads, and once it spreads, it's too late.
Dr. McGuire, is it one of those parts of your body, you know, as we all tend to live longer than we did generations ago, certain parts of the body just seem to erode and don't last as long as we do. Is the prostate one of those parts of the body like that?
Absolutely. And prostate cancer is almost inevitable. If you live long enough, you're going to have it at autopsy. Now, most men, like 80% of 80-year-old men have prostate cancer at autopsy. Most of them don't know they have it.
Yeah.
It just sits there and is asymptomatic. But if you live long enough, you will likely get prostate cancer.
How about that?
Something to look forward
to. But to your point, the best thing to do is go in, get checked so that it doesn't become an issue. Get it fixed as soon as you can, huh?
And the vast majority of time, nowadays, we often watch people. We here at North Shore are often looking at people, and we have the largest series of men with prostate cancer. We're just watching. We're not doing any treatment. They're not getting any side effects from treatment. And because of that, as long as we know what kind of cancer you have, and we've got some specialized tests that we're running to look at men to help them to figure out, is my cancer something that's going to bother me, or is it something I'm going to die with and not from? And so that's very important that you go out and do look more aggressively at your cancer to find out if it's something that's ever going to bother you.
I know we're giggling about it and stuff, and it is kind of embarrassing, but cancer is not something you want. So go ahead, make an appointment. We are talking to Dr. Michael McGuire, Chief of Urology at North Shore University Health Center. Now, something else, are there any kind of tests you can take to see if you are more likely to get prostate cancer?
So that's one of the tests that we have developed here, and you can only get it here at North Shore. It's a genetic test which determines your risk of getting prostate cancer, and it's the best test that we've found, and it increases your likelihood much more than the classical description of, well, my dad had it or my brother had it. This test is better, and it's a proprietary test that we've developed here, and we would love to have people come up to take this test so we can give them a better idea should they be worried about this.
Dr. McGuire, is there some food or beverage that we should avoid or something we should load up on that's good for us prostate-wise?
So there are many different descriptions of things that may or may not be good. Tomatoes have been traditionally thought to be good because of the lycopene.
Lycopene. Everybody knows about lycopene.
But we don't know if that study's good or bad. What we do know is fewer calories are better for all cancers, and try and cut down on dietary fat. Things that are good for your heart, exercising, not being overweight, not smoking, drinking if you're so inclined, one or two glasses of red wine a day. All those things that are good for your heart are also good for your prostate.
Okay.
All right. It's that 50 is the magic number. That's when you have to go in and get all these uncomfortable tests done. You should get a colonoscopy at that time as well.
An oil change.
Not to get personal, but are you up to date on all these tests, Bill?
On most, but not all. I need to visit some doctors soon. I do.
All right. And is there any particular thing you need to do in advance of a prostate exam? You just show up, or do you have to not eat for a while? What's the deal with that?
You have to study the night before. Just come on in. Make an appointment to see us, 847-503-3000. We've got many partners who are involved in this study and research and just looking to do beyond the PSA to help people get a better idea of their risks and what we can do to help them.
Dr. McGuire, after you give a patient an exam, do you remain friends with that person, or do they just kind of sever ties after that?
Dinner and a movie.
Dinner and a movie.
All right. Well, we, again, September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and we are just here to help people be aware of some of the things they need to get checked to make their lives longer and happier.
Yep.
Dr. Michael McGuire, we thank you so much. You can go to northshore.org. And what's the phone number again?
847-503-3000.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate it. Dr. Michael McGuire.
You have to make some appointments.
I do, don't I?
How about we do have a webcam?
Oh, boy. No. I don't think the internet's quite ready for that, Wendy. We'll take a quick break and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.